This is Dr. Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Alex Mendoza, attorney at law of Alex Mendoza Law, address on file. Dear Mr. Mendoza, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Shay Daugherty, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Shay, S-H-A-Y. Last name Daugherty, D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. On July 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 54-year-old female, height 5'8", weight 165 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 19th, 2024, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury. She was in a four-door sedan and hit by another sedan, period. This occurred on a two-lane road, and the other vehicle hit the patient's vehicle head-on, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. Both airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, and her left leg and knee hit the vehicle, period. She had immediate pain, severe in nature, involving the low back, comma, left knee, and left leg, period. She sustained significant injury. Period. She sustained significant injury and pain initially from this accident, and it did require extensive treatment, including surgery. However, presently she is feeling much better with only occasional low back pain, period. New paragraph. In reference to her low back, she was told that she had a crushed disc and another bulge that required surgery the next day, as well as physical therapy and medication, period. The pain has essentially resolved. She does have hardware that is left in her back, period. She has occasional pain in the low back area. It occurs about once a week, especially while she is in church when she is sitting against a hard back chair, period. She is afraid to drive on a two-lane road presently because of the post-traumatic syndrome, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. Ambulance took her to St. Vincent's Hospital on 86th Street. She was admitted for 5 days. They did x-rays, MRI, and surgery to the low back with retained hardware, period. Approximately 3 weeks later, she saw a surgeon at Goodman Campbell for follow-up, period. She was seen a few times and referred to physical therapy for her left knee at Athletico for a few weeks, period. New paragraph. In terms of activities of daily living that are hindered because of this injury, is that she has problems sitting in a hard chair, period. New paragraph. Medications include thyroid medicines. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition denies any treatment other than she is doing some exercises at home, and she is not taking over-the-counter medicine, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypothyroidism. New paragraph, past surgical history. Had surgery in the low back for this injury in July of 24, period. She has also had a prior cesarean section, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient pulled her low back approximately 8 years ago and was given stretching exercises, period. She saw her doctor only once, and it resolved in 1 week without permanency, period. The patient had an automobile accident 30 years ago with a fractured right collarbone. She was seen in the emergency room, but there was no permanency or physical therapy, period. She was involved in a minor automobile accident as a child with no injury, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had sciatic issues in the past, period. New paragraph, occupation. She is a preschool teacher part-time, period. No work was missed because of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Indiana officer standard crash report, driver one, stated she began to have a coughing attack, comma, which has never happened before, period. Driver one stated she began to feel lightheaded and dizzy, period. Driver one stated she began to reach for an inhaler and blacked out, period. At this time, vehicle one crossed the center line, striking vehicle two head-on, period. It should be noted that driver one vehicle smelled of burnt marijuana, period. End of report. St. Vincent's discharge summary, admission date July 20th, 2024. Discharge date, admission date July 20th, 2024. Discharge date July 25th, 2024. Discharge diagnosis, one, sternal fracture, two, L1 burst fracture, three, moderate fecal sac and cauda equina root, moderate fecal sac and cauda equina root compression, four, mild pre and paravertebral edema, five, abdominal seat bolt contusion, six, orthostatic hypotension, period. History is 53-year-old female who presented to our facility via ground EMS after MVC, period. Patient was a restrained front seat passenger in a head-on collision at approximately 55 miles per hour with airbag deployment, period. Patient denies hitting her head or loss of consciousness, period. CT head, comma, cervical spine, comma, CTA neck, chest, and pelvis demonstrated L1 burst fracture, period. Hospital course by diagnosis is one, sternal fracture, period. Treated non-operatively with pain control and pulmonary toileting, period. Two, L1 burst fracture, neurosurgery was consulted. Hemovac placed at that time on July 22nd. Three, abdominal seatbelt contusion. Four, orthostatic hypotension, improved with IV fluids, period. Disposition, discharge to home, period. End of report. MRI of the lumbar spine, July 20th, 2024. Showed acute comminuted burst fracture involving L1 vertebral body, period. Mild to moderate to significant retropulsion of up to 8 millimeters, causing moderate compression of the fecal sac and posterior displacement and compression of the cauda equina nerve roots, period. Mild pre and paravertebral edema noted, period. End of report. Radiology report, x-rays of the thoracic lumbar spine, July 25th, 2024. Impression postoperative changes without hardware complications, period. End of report. Neurosurgery surgical procedure note, July 20th, 2024. Procedure performed. Posterior thoracic L11 through lumbar 3. Instrumented spinal fusion with Metrionic Solera system. Two, open reduction internal fixation of lumbar 1 fracture. Three, use of Q-arm stereotactic navigation system for placement of spinal instrumentation. Four, use of allograft for posterior lateral spinal arthrodesis, period. Finding was L1 reverse fracture with retropulsion period. End of report. Athletico-physical therapy initial evaluation, October 21st, 2024. Diagnosis, 1, pain in left knee, 2, other bursitis of the knee, period. Patient presents with complaint of left knee pain that started after she was in MVA in July of this year, period. Initially, she had significant bruising present on her left knee, as well as sustained a lumbar burst fracture, period. Clinical impression, skilled rehabilitation is necessary due to the patient's reported current functional limitations, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 19th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today, by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with a normal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 20-centimeter vertical large surgical scar involving the lower thoracic to the lower lumbar in the midline for the corrective surgery for this injury, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 90 degrees bilaterally, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed full range of motion and normal strength, but there was a significant surgical scar, as noted above, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable with full range of motion, no swelling or tenderness, period. Examination of the sternal area revealed no palpable tenderness and normal function, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. There was diminished strength noted in the left great toe, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, L1 burst fracture with retropulsion causing moderate thecal sac and quad equini root compression, comma, and pre- and paravertebral edema, all improved, period. This did require a vast surgical incision and a great deal of surgery with hardware being left in on July 20th, 2024 of a spinal fusion of T11 to L3 with open reduction and internal fixation of an L1 fracture in use of an allograft, period. Number 2, left knee trauma, pain and bursitis, as well as strain improved. Number 3, sternal fracture resolved. Number 4, abdominal seatbelt contusion resolved. Number 5, orthostatic hypotension resolved, period. The above 5 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of July 19, 2024, period. New paragraph. In reference to permanency, the patient qualifies for a 0% permanent impairment. However, she did sustain very significant and serious injuries. She did have a great deal of pain and suffering as a result of this injury, and it did require an extensive surgery with hardware left in. Although it was a successful surgery and a complicated surgery, as well as complicated treatment, she did sustain a total recovery, period. New paragraph. In terms of future medical expenses, because the patient did have a full recovery and successful surgery, hopefully she will not require any future medical expenses, period. the one consideration to be made is she does have permanent hardware left in her back. And the patient is not of advanced age period. I have sometimes seen in cases like this, despite the fact that she is not having any pain or problems, movement of the hardware down the road can sometimes occur with shifting and cause a need for further surgery and sometimes require removal of the hardware period. At this time, I can only say that there is a chance that that may be required, but certainly there is a good chance that it may not be required, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.